Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is State Representative Jim Van Engelenhoven. Jim, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Now, of course, the big news at the State House this week, redistricting did pass both the House and the Senate, and the changes that are affecting us locally, of course, Pella kind of being cut off from the rest of the county, and this map going back a little bit to something that we've seen the last time around, and as we move into election season, perhaps a primary fight, two Republicans over the same ground there in Oskaloosa. How do you feel about this new redistricting, and what are your plans moving forward?
Well, as far as how I feel about the map, obviously everybody would like to make some changes. But the fact is, this is more than just affects me. It affects my whole caucus. It affects the Democratic caucus. It affects the congressional seats as well. And as you analyze it, and that's basically what a lot of us did, and we sat down and talked about the good points and the bad points and how it would be, and the fact that it was so tightly put together, which was very obvious right from the start when you looked at the numbers, that there was probably a way better than 50-50 chance we'd get something worse than what we actually had this time. That being said, I think that most people voted for it, and I know some that voted for it that were a little unhappy with it, but there again, they probably could get a plan that did less to their liking the next time around. And so that it passed this morning pretty much overwhelmingly. There was four or five red votes up, but about like everybody expected.
Sure. And again, as we talked, this the new map, something or a district perhaps that your district now has been switched to that Oskaloosa area, which you're a bit familiar with from previous runs. Have you had any discussions with Representative Van der Linden about moving forward yet?
Well, we've had communications, obviously, about legislative issues at the State House. But I made it a point that leadership emphasized this from the day one, is not to make any hasty decisions. Let's let this play out and see once if, in fact, it gets voted in, which it did. And, of course, today there's a lot of other things going on, so I've not had an opportunity to sit down with Guy and talk explicitly about this redistricting thing. As far as being friendly to me, it has a lot of similarities to what it did 10 years ago. The last 10 years, I didn't have the town of Oskaloosa, but prior to that, yes, I did have the town of Oskaloosa. So, obviously, there's a lot of familiar faces and a lot of familiar names over there, and we'll be talking about it, and I'll be talking over with my family, and then we'll move forward accordingly. I have no idea what Mr. Van der Linden's intentions are, but I think we'll be talking and visiting and weighing the pros and cons and move accordingly.
Now, the last time we had some redistricting, was it a difficult process to sort of decide who is going to maybe move, who is going to run against whom, and not just here locally, but across the legislature? Is that a process that some people can get sort of upset about, maybe?
I think when I think back what it was 10 years ago, a lot of similarities in places. As this particular map actually has three Republicans in one district. I suspect that they're going to work something out, but I don't know what that'll be. I know that I've talked to one of them, and there'd been no communications. They were operating under the same scenario I was, that we would make no hasty decisions until it was either voted up or down, and then go from there. You have the same thing in the Democrat caucus. There's some Democrats pitted against each other. In some cases where you have two or three people pitted in the same district, and one's quite elderly and probably close to retirement, this might be something that helps them make that decision. But we'll just have to wait and see here. I think you'll see some maneuvering going on in the next 30 to 60 days and see once what happens and study the pros and cons, and then we'll work from there.
So again, the whole process, it seems to me, in an issue that could be pretty contentious, it seems to me this process this year moved along fairly smoothly.
That's correct. And I think the longer, from day one, there was people that were upset and very sure that we would see map number two. But as the longer we looked at it and studied the figures and the numbers and everything, we realized that it was about as tightly put together. In my area, the districts are less than 300 people in two House districts. And so that's pretty closely put together. Mm-hmm. And I think we've come to the conclusion that either party, And that was one of the issues that was discussed quite lengthy, that either party could in fact win back the majority of the House, and so I think that eased a lot of the concerns. And there will be some people that have to work pretty hard to get reelected. There may be some that make a decision that they're not going to run for reelection, and that's part of the process. They say we've probably got one of the best systems in the country. And so I think we need to just move ahead with what we have and work from there.
Okay. And looking ahead, we're kind of starting to wind down a little bit on this legislative session. Still no final budget approval. I know the governor is standing firm on wanting a two-year budget. The House has proposed that. The Senate has proposed just a one-year budget. What do we think? Are we going to be able to have a budget hammered out here pretty soon? Because, as I say, we're getting down to the wire, and one of the big issues school boards have to have budgets submitted tomorrow, and that's something that they're, you know, whether there's a budget or not, they have to have that done. So now we're starting to affect operations as far as where this budget goes. So how's that going?
You're absolutely correct there. There has been a lot of negotiations going on between the House and the Senate, but we have a lot more to do. Obviously, as you talked about the two-year budget, the governor is standing firm on that issue, and obviously, we've witnessed him vetoing some bills just because of that reason. I think he probably has his reasons why he wants to do that for ongoing preparation down the road and budgeting. As far as the actual size of the pie or the dollars that we're going to spend, that has not been reached yet. And I think that's probably one of the first big steps coming up here very shortly that needs to be accomplished. Now, exactly how we spend them or where we spend them, and we move the money around, that's another issue in itself. But we're reaching a point here in the next 2 to 3 days, this coming week, that we need to reach a conclusion, and I'm hoping that leadership can start leading us down that road. And, of course, then leadership, whether it's a minority party or majority party, they have to come back and bring their members together, because you may have a separation. There may be some changes that affects my district or your district, and sometimes it's a pretty big sales job just to get leadership, all their people back together.
Sure. Is there a lot of difference in the numbers of the two sides at this point, or is the overall number pretty close?
The number in the House Republicans is very close to the governor. I can't speak for the number for the minority party exactly where they're at. I know that they're concerned about, and they're wanting to do something, and both parties wanting to do something on tax relief, whether it be property tax, income tax, or whatever. Property tax seems to be the favorite of everybody, but, you know, we've studied that issue probably almost every year that I've been there, and the longer you look at it, you find out that when you move something someplace, it pops up someplace else, and so it's a more difficult task than a lot of people realize. I think we need to look at reducing property taxes, but it takes a certain amount of revenue dollars to operate the state, and I think we have to be very careful here of what we end up with.
Okay. And so, again, next week, you say going to be a busy week. What are some things we can look forward to, mostly some budget issues next week?
We in the House have handled all the budget bills but one. That's the economic development bill. And we'll handle that this coming week. And then I would hope, if we intend to get out sometime by the end of this month or the very first few days of May, even if we reach an agreement, it takes somewhere between 7 and 8, maybe 7 or 9 days to wind the place down. And so once we reach an agreement, we're still almost 2 weeks away before adjourning. And so there's a lot of little things that have to take place. We'll just see how this all puts together here in the next few days.
All right. Well, Representative, thanks so much for taking some time out today and stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Again, that was our guest. State Representative Jim Van Engelenhoven on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.